than some other feats during Leicester.
Okay, this is tape 3, November 24th, 1997, for
Cheers. Yeah.
So, questioning Zephyr, the Slipstream's evil twin.
Right.
Maria has a question.
Ma'am, I don't wish to be rude.
You can start your questions with a please.
Alright. Would you please tell me if...
Am I in control to trust her?
No.
Cool. Okay.
It's just a question, you don't have to answer. Please tell me if... I would imagine that you're not really happy about Slipstream. If you could get out, say, from under her shadow and do things that she couldn't do.
As opposed to things that she wouldn't do?
No. Obviously, the deal implies no more supervillain type things.
Oh, man. Ever?
You would have to take that up with the U.S. government. I'm sure they're the ones who make the parameters of the deal.
Okay.
But I'm merely saying, if you were given the opportunity to do things that Slipstream couldn't and perhaps eclipse her exploits as a hero, would you take that opportunity?
To be a greater hero than she ever was, that would show her. Sure, that sounds like fun.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Okay. Anybody else got anything? Okay, I'm letting the mind control go now.
It doesn't feel any different.
It's not supposed to.
Wow, that's spooky.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why they asked me to do this.
Okay. So it doesn't work on 4 people at once, does it?
Could.
You got your 3 thralls.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So they'll come in and take her away.
Okay. So I didn't mind control her at all.
I understand.
Why not?
No, I'm telling the team.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Because she's like slippery.
Oh, interesting.
She like thinks too fast. It's like, I think by the time she's like had time to notice one of my glyphs, she's already noticing something else.
Oh. That's
pretty scary.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure she was lying through her teeth.
Right.
I don't really want to let her go.
No.
She was built to be evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Built to be evil.
I mean, sure, maybe she'd like, you know, show up Slipstream and all that, but the thing is...
Yeah, Slipstream and Deb should go, what's the point, go off and be a villain?
Sure, it would last for about a month of excitement, and then she'd go, like, blow up the world again.
Right.
Okay.
We've already got a speedster slot filled, so...
Sure.
Let's go on to the next one.
Okay, the next one is Labyrinth.
Okay.
Who has mental illusion powers.
Yeah.
Illusion powers.
But basically, apparently he has the ability to... make people think they are wandering through a vast labyrinth.
That would be handy.
Express.
Oh, man. Did they go catatonic while this is happening?
No, they're like feeling
pity about New York.
Now we just get her out on the East River.
What?
He.
What are his crimes?
Mostly that he seemed to like using his powers a bit too much.
And what was he, what took him in?
He's another paladin victim.
Okay, did he actually commit any crimes other than using his powers on people?
Well, some of the people, like, you know, stepped off of buildings and stuff.
Did he steal things, or did he just go out and torment people?
Reckless and dangerous.
He was the sort of supervillain, who, like, went out and would, like, torment heroes.
Okay, but he just went after heroes?
I mean, like sometimes normal people.
Who were his victims?
There's like a list of names there, but they don't mean anything.
Okay.
Deaths?
Some people died from like, you know, stepping off buildings and things when they shouldn't have. He comes in bagged and belted.
Okay.
He's a black male, again, I think in his late 20s.
Okay, now he just used his powers for the fun of using his powers.
Right.
Hey, I can work with this.
He has reckless endangerment of human life with some associated deaths.
Yeah. Okay. He mostly went up against, like, other superheroes. He would mostly, like, viewed on the dependent NPCs to, like, get them involved.
Oh, that's so evil. Okay. We hate that.
But mostly just, like, putting, like, in a pack with, like, a lot of dangerous things and causing them to, like, wander around close to the thing just in time for the hero to save them.
He's a classicist.
Could he decide the shape of the labyrinth? Does
it's
it seem like that?
It's unclear.
Okay.
Okay, so he'll sit down.
Okay.
So, like, you know, gaze around.
So... here's the deal.
So you learn not to just send one guy, huh?
Right.
Okay.
So my name is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
And this is an Al-Anon meeting or anything. The reason I'm here is because there's a team of supervillains terrorizing New York, and Team 1 is not in any shape to do anything about it at the moment.
Okay.
So one of the things they're considering is letting some of you guys free in exchange for dealing with the problem.
Okay. What's a team of supervillains like?
They're strong.
Do they have any mental powers?
No.
Okay. But there's more than one of them.
Yes, there's four of them.
So who would I get to have with me?
Whoever else they choose. You know, I don't...
Is this a clever way to get me killed?
No.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Would you be coming along?
Probably not.
How about that?
Again, probably not.
Okay.
Although possible.
We are a UN super team and the US is not invited to set.
Right.
Ah. But they are willing to let you come into their little prison then.
Exactly.
Might control the inmates.
You want my honest opinion?
Yeah.
This is not as mediagenic as, you know, saving New York. They'd rather have US people save New York.
Oh,
having UN superheroes save New York, it's good, but it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look good for the US.
Do I get like a pardon or parole or probation?
I don't know exactly what the deal is. Probably a parole or probation of some kind.
Okay.
Now, the reason they sent me is because I mind control people.
Okay.
Okay? What I want to do, and only with your permission, mm-hmm. and if you're worried about it, you can end this interview right now, walk out of here. I want you to understand that you're in control of this particular mm-hmm. bit. I would like to mind control you to trust me.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Because my power reflects what my mind's like, so if you came in, it's just a fair warning.
Okay.
Then you'd probably wander around.
Okay.
He's gonna push it again, isn't he?
So you go ahead and ask whatever questions you have.
Okay.
But you'll just have to trust me on trust.
Do I have your permission to try?
What are your friends gonna do to me if you turn into a drooling idiot?
Okay.
Call's call.
Yeah,
trust me on this. Other mentalists have like done things to me and been unhappy.
Okay, I'll buy that.
I mean, but go in if you want.
Sure.
I mean, there's a tendency to find your way back out, you know, before the Minotaur gets you.
Interesting. I'd like to know.
Uh-huh.
Because my powers don't really work the same way as a lot of mentalists.
Sure.
I don't go in, I more put stuff there and deal with the results.
Okay, maybe you'd put the stuff there and it would run around.
Sure, but I don't want to find out.
Okay.
That badly.
Well, you know, if you put in a good word for me, then we could get out and we could have, like, many interesting hours.
Sure.
Blowing each other's minds.
Sure. So, okay. Why do you do
I'm
crime?
I'm curious, too.
You know, I don't think I've ever met another mentalist. It wasn't just a little bit curious in the back of the mind how it would go.
Sure. It's the same thing as Vic's going, I wonder who's stronger.
Sure. It's just that we don't, you know, there aren't as many mentalists.
Oh, what they tell you?
Sure. Okay, I was about to say there's more bricks in here than mentalists, but that would just figure, wouldn't it?
Funny that. I'm not really a mentalist, per se.
No, but it's the whole mind thing. So, back to the interview a bit.
Sure.
Why'd you do it? I mean...
Because I could.
Okay.
Because it was interesting.
Okay.
Because I like seeing what choices people make.
Okay. Would you be willing to give up the life of, pardon the expression, a supervillain in return for the pardon or parole or whatever it is they end up doing?
Sure, until I got bored.
Okay. Would you be willing to join a U.S. super team?
Yeah.
Good guys? Use your power on supervillains all the time?
All the time?
Mm.
Are there that many supervillains?
When there's supervillains to be fought.
If they're interesting supervillains.
Okay. Are there more interesting superheroes or supervillains?
You tell me. There can't be too many superheroes left or they wouldn't be scraping the bottom of the barrel by talking to me, would they?
Well, I gotta be asking your opinion. You're the one who's making the choices.
I'm kind of out of the loop.
Okay. When you were in the loop.
Oh, superheroes are much more interesting.
Okay.
Supervillains will always take the branch that leads to, like, you know, money or women or power.
Okay.
Superheroes, you know, you can, like, set up different things. They just... They're interesting.
Okay. Are you interested in the deal?
The deal being that I go help against these guys and then...
Get your freedom on some basis, which I don't actually honestly know.
It would kind of depend on what it is. I mean, if they put me in with a team which is obviously just, you know, feeding us to them to get us killed,
mm-hmm.
No, that's not very interesting.
Okay.
Well, maybe. If I knew who the team members were and whether it was, you know, really a pardon or a parole or probation or whatever.
So it depends on the deal.
Depend. Sure.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
But, you know, you've got it in this place.
Sure.
I get mad, you know, when I use my power here.
Sure. Can you use it on yourself?
That would be stupid.
Just asking.
Can you use your power on yourself?
Sure.
Man.
I think they can smirks from the rest of us.
No.
No?
No, okay. No, don't say what we do.
Get smirks from Maria.
That's what you can say.
I'm the best motivational speaker in the world. Any questions you have for me? Comments? Thoughts?
So you're doing this with everyone here?
I don't think I'm doing it with everyone. I'm doing it with the list they gave me.
Okay. You might consider who's not on the list as well as who's on it.
Sure.
And why that might be.
Sure.
You should find the pattern of the names that they've given you.
There's patterns in everything, I bet.
Sure. If you just know how to follow them.
Sure. Okay. Thanks for your time.
Sure. Well, I'll come back to everyone like Dagon.
Sure.
Dagon boy. Well, actually, as the guy approaches the bag, he'll, like, turn and, like, look at the guy and smile. Mm-hmm. The guard will actually go pale, and then, like, back him up quickly. Like, maybe pull him away just a little rougher than truly needed.
So, he's got good powers.
Yeah.
Okay, he has...
scream from out of the hallway, but then it's cut short by the door.
He has powers that are a little too specialized.
Uh-huh.
And he's...
I'll go to the door and ask for some water.
Sorry.
He's a bit of a
reliable Slipstream.
Careful.
Jetstream, whatever she calls herself.
Right. Zephyr.
And when they bring the water, I'll ask, what was the noise?
I would rather have Zephyr on the team, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
He's a prisoner, nothing to worry about. And she has better powers.
Right. Hey, he's a Nemo with better powers.
Yeah.
He's got some of the least motivation to him, too.
Yeah, I think I could X him.
Yeah, I think we've got an X him.
Yeah.
Too unpredictable, too dangerous, and the power is useful, but only it requires proper handling and teamwork.
And it would cause a lot of collateral damage.
And seriously, he would want to do it to Express.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be extremely bad.
Sure, lots of decisions. And I can't take him down.
Yeah.
Or maybe I can.
Maybe you can,
maybe
but
you can,
probably
but,
not.
He could be lying,
you could probably
or he could be wrong.
Okay, you could probably survive it,
mm-hmm.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably aren't going to be able to affect him for the same reason he might not be able to affect you.
Yeah.
It's
one
of those bad situations, like with the special forces.
Right. Okay, so
at
that's
best.
Fine. No, I don't want to find out.
Okay. Next up.
Sure.
Thing we're still on is Silk.
Did they say what the noise was?
They said it was a prisoner.
Oh, okay.
Next up is Silk.
Hold on. Before she comes in,
yeah.
Who wants to be watching the door during interviews from here on in?
Maria, you've got the best way to watch people.
Okay.
So he's watching what?
Somebody screamed.
Yeah.
So we're not in the
does
safe
place.
Does it
sound
place?
Like a male or a female scream?
And I mean, up to you. You're leaving, right? But I'd really be happier if somebody
Maybe not so much a scream as
a...
Maybe a shout.
Does it sound like his voice?
Okay.
Most people, if they scream or shout, sound...
Okay.
Ryan is not a connoisseur of such things.
When the door opens, I'm going to give a little... I'm going to basically, quote, look, unquote.
Yeah, with the sonar. Okay, that's fine. There's like, a number of guards outside.
Okay.
Actually, a pretty decent number of guards, like six or so.
Yeah.
Okay, so she actually has, so the guard will bring her in.
What's her background?
Oh, sorry.
Powers.
Background is she has spider powers.
Mm-hmm.
So she can generate silk webs. She can leap about. She's, strong and fast and scary and poisonous.
Huh? Strong compared to...
Strong compared to humans, not strong compared to grips.
Pairing young. In the traditional spider fashion.
Oh man, we don't get her anywhere near Cornsilk Women.
Kidnapping. Some theft, but not so much. She was mostly the sort of supervillain that, like, brighter supervillains would hire as muscle. So kind of high-end muscle. She was always sort of hard to catch because she's fast. So she doesn't, move really fast, but she's quick reflexes.
Okay.
And I think she's probably was brought to justice by the New York Rangers.
Okay. Can we pass the word that we're not going to need Titaness at this point? Does anybody think we'll need her?
No, we won't need her.
Aww. Sorry, Carol.
We already have
she
someone to fill
me.
That slot.
Yeah.
And
she hates me a lot.
She's the most likely to cause a fuss.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. She knows I'm never going to recommend she gets out of here.
And
so she has no reason not to go for my throat.
She'll just go for Paul.
And then we'll have to stop her and it'll
be ugly.
Okay. Okay. But then you won't get the blink.
We'll get the blink.
Okay.
Still do blink. I have to do blink.
Okay.
I promised Rash.
Oh,
you're right.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
But I'm not scared of blink.
Okay, so
sure, that's a healthy attitude.
Just put an X next to Titaness.
Sure. pre-interview.
So, Silquil, okay, so Silquil sit in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually, like, bringing her legs up under her, even though they're chained. She's, mm-hmm. So she's chained and belted. She'll ask in a small, quiet voice, do you mind if I do this from the corner? I'd feel more comfortable.
Fine by me.
Okay. Don't be, like, startled or anything. And she just, like, leaps up, even though she's, like, you know, chained.
Right.
She'll, like, leap up into the corner and, like, crouch there.
Okay.
Above corner.
The above corner.
Just, in fact, above the door.
Sure.
And she, like, sort of, like, nestles herself into the corner there
mm-hmm.
with her, like, you know, feet beneath her, clinging to the wall.
That's pretty cool. So, my name is Paul. And
okay.
The reason I'm here is because there's a team of supervillains terrorizing New York.
Okay.
And one of the alternatives the government is looking into for dealing with this is giving people here some sort of deal, whether it's a parole or a pardon. I don't know the details, and I don't decide the details.
Okay.
In return for...
You just hired muscle.
Right.
Like me.
Sure.
So you don't ask any questions.
What?
You just do what they tell you?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So, save New York in return for a pardon or whatever. And the reason I'm here, I'm only a part of the process.
Why are the Rangers doing something about it?
The Rangers are not in a position to do anything about it at the moment.
Did they get captured?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
So the reason
I'm
here...
killed?
No.
Oh.
The reason I'm here is because I'm a mind controller. Okay? And what I'll do, if and only if you give me permission, is make you trust me. And then I'll ask you a bunch of questions. Or I can ask you the questions without mind controlling you if you'd rather.
First, tell me what happened to the Rangers.
The Rangers are broken up.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Does that go ahead mind control you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And I'm only going to do it to trust you. Or only for the trust thing, not for anything else.
Okay.
Okay. Pretty good. 10.
Okay.
20.
What?
20.
Okay.
On 8 dice. That's pathetic.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
Okay.
So... Okay. Here's the deal.
Okay.
What I'm here for, what I want to happen,
mm-hmm.
is I want to be given good reasons why you should be trusted, why you should be let out, you know, why you should be one of the people chosen to help deal with this thing. Because I want to find people to make a stop.
Why me?
Why am I interviewing you, or...
Why do you want it to be me?
I want it to be people who can deal with the situation.
Oh, okay.
You know, you in particular, honestly, you know, it doesn't need to be you, but the more people...
Oh, doing this with everyone.
I'm doing it with the list I was given.
So I'm not special.
You're on a pretty short list.
Really?
Sure.
Okay.
So what I need to know from you, well, first of all, are you interested?
Would I get to eat them?
Probably not.
Okay, because that would be icky.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would I be able to, like, creep up behind them and, like, leap down on them?
Probably, if you really wanted to.
Keen. Okay.
They're big. They're strong. Some of them are really fast.
Wait, would they try to squish me?
Yes.
I hate it when they try to squish me.
They try to squish you.
Okay, could I bite them?
Mm-hmm. I'm not here to determine your tactics.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But you're interested in the general idea of saving New York from them in return for a pardon. Okay.
Sure.
And what would you want to do afterwards?
Go find out what happened to the New York Rangers so I could, like, you know, wreak my vengeance on them. I mean, that's what...
Keep going. That's what...
That's what we do, right? We get out of prison, then we go track down the former heroes and wreak a terrible vengeance.
Mm.
So then they catch us and put us back.
So what if they offered you a chance to be a superhero?
Mm.
You get to use your powers. The government, the U.S. government.
This isn't the CIA thing, is it?
No, this is not the CIA thing.
Oh.
When did the CIA talk to you?
What
did the CIA talk to you?
I know, they, like, come around every year or so.
And offer you parole in return for becoming...
Yeah, for, like, working for them.
Okay.
Oh, but I'm not supposed to tell anyone. You won't tell anyone, will you? I can trust you.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man. Boy, will this cause alarm bells to go off?
Yes. We've put this together already.
Everybody's been telling us about the CIA.
They should never have let us in here.
No, we just must never let you out.
So the U.S. government, I mean, would you be interested? If it was a good super team, not like, you know, people who are reasonably competent.
And not psychos?
And not psychos.
I wouldn't want to work on a team of psychos again.
No psychos.
No psychos?
I can't say for sure, but I assume the U.S. government isn't going to let psychos out of here. And they're not going to let anybody out of here who they think is just going to go back and start doing terrible crimes again.
They might if New York was really important to them.
Mm, the press looks really bad if you do that.
Okay.
I mean, you saved New York once, and that's good.
Yeah.
But then somebody's doing, you know, doing horrible, grisly murders, and that's bad for a long time.
Could I meet Spookshow?
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh.
Sure. Sounds like fun.
Okay. Why did you do the crimes in the first place?
It seemed kind of stupid to get beaten up and not get anything for it.
Okay.
If you were being paid an adequate salary, would that be okay?
Not adequate.
Adequate is based on your definition.
You mean if someone gave me everything I wanted, would I not go out and take what I want?
Exactly.
When you put it that way, duh.
Hard to say no. You never know. I mean, there are some people who do it just for the thrill of it.
Fighting super beings is pretty thrilling either side of it.
Okay. I think that's about it. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, can I meet Doc Thunderbolt?
He kind of died.
No way!
Yeah.
No? Someone else suck his juices?
Yeah. It seems that way.
Man. Oh, well. It wasn't these guys, was it?
No.
Oh. I can take vengeance on them anyway.
Sure.
Okay.
Think of it as, you know... I can't really think of any reason why you want vengeance on them, but...
Oh, I'll come up with something. There's always something.
Okay. Do you say you're a vengeance-minded person?
Do I say that?
To me.
In the sense of, like, you know, if someone mind-controlled me, would I, like, be brooding over vengeance on them?
Yeah, that wasn't what I was thinking, but it's a good question now.
But if I did that, they probably wouldn't, like, you know, let me out, would they? I'm constantly worried that I'd, like, creep up behind them. I have good creeping powers. And they, like, would spin them up in my web.
There are a lot of people who want vengeance on me.
Yeah? Are there?
Sure.
Do you make a lot of enemies?
Unfortunately.
Huh. Why?
I mind control people.
Oh.
I mean, not if I can help it, but, you know, sometimes it comes down to that.
So can't you sort of, like, you know...
Doesn't last.
Ah, so then afterwards they go, ha,
right.
He mind controlled me. He might do it again.
Exactly.
I'm afraid of him. Therefore, I'm a squish him.
Right. That's why I was careful to ask your permission. Right. Oh, right.
People, like, destroy things just because they're afraid of them.
Okay.
If you got me out of here, I could be your girlfriend.
Ooh.
And then when people, like, snuck up on you to squish you, then I could, like, stop them.
Is she attractive?
What?
Is she attractive? This is an out-of-character question.
In a creepy sort of way. Her eyes, like, glitter a bit much.
Boy, she's a much better goth than Diana.
So she's the definition.
Boy, I don't think we really know each other well enough to, you know, for me to say, sure, I'd love to date you.
But I trust you.
Yeah, right now, because I'm mind controlled.
Oh, hey, it's not the Black Widow thing at all.
No, I didn't think it was.
No. We'd have sex lots of times and I wouldn't meet you.
Well, that's certainly reassuring.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess that's it, unless you have any other questions.
How come they don't say anything? Oh, are they just here in case, like, I jump you?
They're my teammates.
Okay. Oh, did they find out about the insulating trick?
The insulating trick?
Are you still mind controlling me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want me to stop? That's a really unfair
question. To blurt this out. No, I can trust you with this.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
I want to know this really badly,
yeah.
But in your best judgment, does it have anything to do with what we've been talking about? I mean, does it have anything to do with, like, letting you out or, like, beating on supervillains or any of that stuff, or is it just something interesting?
It's interesting. It's clever.
I dropped the mind control.
Hey!
I told you.
It was actually pretty nice of you to drop it right then.
You were going to tell me something you thought you probably shouldn't tell me.
That was really nice of you.
I'm not here to make enemies.
You're very nice for, like, a mind controller.
Thank you. I try really, really hard.
Okay. So, like, all that stuff I was talking about, vengeance and all?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to wreak a terrible vengeance on you.
Okay, that's good to know.
Okay. Wait, are you still mind controlling?
No.
Oh, cool.
And if you want to tell me about the insulating trick now, that'd be fine.
That's okay. Okay. I'll save it for a special day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get it? No.
Okay, so the door starts to open.
No, stop.
Okay.
Get out.
Oh, yeah, you need to get out of the corner first.
Get out from the corner.
Sorry.
And back in the chair.
Back to the chair.
Is there anything hanging in the doorway upstairs?
No.
Above the doorway?
No.
They only would have shot you.
Why would have gotten one of them?
They can tell that you're there.
Then they would have...
They're not... Look. Huh. I point back over my shoulder at the mirror.
It's a one-way mirror.
So?
Duh.
You're only looking this way.
What?
You're still going to step in.
Maybe.
Don't point.
Something's up. So they will come in. They will come in and like put a bag over her head and like haul her away pretty roughly.
Say it. Thank you. I'm sorry.
I will go over and knock on the door.
There's like a pause, and then they'll open it.
Check her belt.
For insulating.
For silk is an insulating material.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, they'll go.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's just been really rough.
They're on the team.
Sure.
She can serve the invisible guy following them home trick.
Yeah.
Sure.
Even if she's not tough enough to stand in the line of battle.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Like, the silk will probably slow them down a little.
Sure. And then she'll come want to date me.
Right.
Can I cross her off the list?
You can't be crossing people off the list just because they want to date you.
You can
so maybe Orion.
Sure. Well, she sucks my blood.
Mr. Yeah. Lightning.
Yeah. No, that was not... There was no dating involved.
No,
here.
Yeah. Well, you got silk. We got Mr. Lightning.
Yeah, we're not letting Mr. Lightning out. That's fine. That's okay.
You really want to let Silk out?
She's probably good for the team.
Silk needs to be.
You think she's good enough for the team that it's worth the risk?
Oh, sure. Look, if she comes after me, she's only going
to
want
to
date me.
She doesn't seem very bright, and she seems to be really susceptible to your powers.
Sure. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just twitching. It doesn't mean I think it's a bad idea. Just
I
want to sit here and twitch for a while.
It's just starting to like pile up.
Okay, who's next?
We're almost done here.
Oh yeah, we got Blink last.
We need one more person on the team.
Next up is so the three people left I think are Lamia, Soundquake,
and
Blink.
Yes.
Okay. So Soundquake.
For Lamia or Soundquake.
Okay, so I gotta interview Blink.
I know.
Okay, Soundquake is a guy.
Yeah.
He's like 40. He seems kind of sort of hollow.
Rap sheet?
Rap sheet? Trying to sink Los Angeles into the...
okay.
Not a good sign.
He has sonic powers that allow him to sort of... You know how you have like sand and then if you vibrate it just the right frequency, then it causes the sand to like move out into a thing? So it's the ability to cause earthquakes through sonic applications. It's really powerful.
New York is not built on life.
They usually like built like really big machines to be able to like then like focus his powers. But he always like
built on bedrock.
We'll just interview. There is a fault line underneath New York.
Is there?
Yeah.
It's a really small one. It's not like ever going to have a quake or anything, but it's there.
Yeah. Do not ever let this guy anywhere near New York or Missouri.
Okay. Missouri's a lot worse than New York.
Yeah.
New York just has a little dinky fault. Missouri has a big, fat fault.
One of these days, St. Louis, forget it.
Okay, so
he'll, you know, he comes in, they sit up and move the bag. He's got, you know, the standard, so does he have, yes, he's got the standard belt and the chains.
Okay. So, my name's Paul, and the reason I'm here is because there's a team of very strong supervillains terrorizing New York City.
Before you start in.
Sure.
It says, let me mention that I don't have my powers anymore. Does that make a difference?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Sorry.
That's okay. Let me just be blunt here.
Okay.
Is there anything you can do that would be at all useful to a superhero team trying to take out four really strong supervillains?
I'm pretty good at villainous banter. I can make really huge complex engines of, focus certain forms of destructive energy.
Like sound?
Like the particular kind of sound I emit. Admitted. My prime.
I'm sorry they dragged you up here. We can chat for a while, but...
That would be nice. Oh, but you're probably very busy. You're looking for people with actual superpowers.
And I've got a couple tough ones coming up, and...
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. So you don't have superpowers anymore?
Sorry.
I didn't know why he's still...
Okay.
He's still doing time for crimes. There was a lot of property damage.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. The reason I'm here, I'm going to make this really quick. I'm going to give you the shortened version. I'm a mind controller. I'm giving recommendations, not decisions, but recommendations on people to let out.
Yeah.
If you'll let me mind control you to trust me and, converse for just a little while, just check on a couple of things, then I can always make the recommendation that they'll let you out.
But they're going to go, he doesn't have any powers. That would be stupid.
Sure. If it's not worth it, it's not worth it.